Apale, welcome to Kalo con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Kalo. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Kalo.
Orale, the Kalo word of this episode is churchio. It means someone with holier-than-thou or moralizing personality. It comes from the English word church. Every culture has churchios. Kalo is no exception. Their main strength is persistence. You see, they want to save you whether you need it or not. The churchios to the rescue. Things have gotten out of hand with the That Girl TV series. The rucas have started a cult after it and sealed themselves off from the vatos in their class. And the vatos, who tried to copy them, had taken wrong turn after wrong turn as a result of prides getting in the way and causing splits in their mob. Life among the junior high school raza was sura. Everybody was divided de amares. Nobody was thinking about romance, only surviving one day to the next. Future generations were at risk. The situation was not sustainable. Eventually, everybody was looking elsewhere for friends. Some sought out the raza in the north side. Those who had connections turned to the raza in OJ. Perhaps because the place both the rucas and the vatos looked first, it seemed the north side offered a lot of churchios. This was not the case with OJ. Churchios didn't seem to do well there. Boy gravitated to the raza leaning towards OJ, for he didn't have kin in the north side. Nevertheless, the outreach to the north side led into the south side a flood of English-only speaking churchios. "Hey, you want to join the choir at the Holy Cross?" a stranger asked Boy out of the blue at AJ Tamales and Tortilla Shop. The question was so preposterous that Boy didn't know what to say. "What?" he asked. "Your friends said you might be interested," the stranger, a boy about the same age as Boy, said. "Well, what happens there?" Boy asked. "Oh, we just learn songs from the priest and hang out," the stranger said with a smile. Boy thought the boy's smile looked creepy, as if he was inviting him to do something he shouldn't do. "Chale, I don't have a ride to the Holy Cross," Boy feigned. "I can ask the fathers to send a bus here," the stranger said. Boy felt cornered. He hesitated to respond. The stranger waited a long while for Boy to say more. Then he sugared the offer. "We have a lot of fun with the girls competing with the boys over singing," the stranger said. This caught Boy's attention. "They're not fighting over there?" he asked. "No, everybody just has fun," the stranger said. Boy was intrigued, but the invitation seemed so odd that he demurred. "Nah, maybe the following Sunday," he said. The churchio was undaunted. "Choir practice is Tuesdays and Thursdays, not Sundays," the stranger persisted. "Tell you what, I'll meet you at St. Anthony's on Tuesday and give you a ride," he added. "I don't really want to go to church anywhere. My cafito says they only gossip there. But how about you bring your friends to the dance on Saturday?" Boy said. That made the churchio frown. "The Lord doesn't like dancing. You have to believe," the stranger said. His smile shone brightly a few seconds, then turned down. "Never mind, I can see your heart isn't pure," the stranger said as he turned around and walked out of AJ's.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Kalo. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at kalo@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.